So now let's go back to the principle of strategic support. The Mongolia team managed to position conservation not as a zero-sum game of winners and of losers, but everyone gaining or compensating those whose interests were adversely affected. This is important to strengthen strategic support. In practice, there is a need to keep checking that our community conservation goals are supported by wider forces and stakeholders. It is important to create and leave in place supportive processes and structures within the government, within the law, within the wider context. This can help us create more of a conservation supportive environment. While keeping our overall goal of community conservation strong, we need to be ready to adapt and take on board new circumstances or changes in our context. Finally, I love Bayer's example as it helps us consider how multi-stakeholder alliances can have larger impacts beyond the initial expectations. Such alliances can build on other stakeholders' strengths beyond what we ourselves might have as conservationists. Strategic support is the final principle developed by Charu Mishra, and it is positioned at the end of the eight principles. Perhaps because it cuts across and interacts with each of the other seven principles. Strategic support takes us away from viewing community conservation in isolation, but considering how a species or ecosystem is influenced by wider development and economic forces. There is also the thread of communication and leadership that runs through the principle, and leadership can be found in surprising places. For example, it can be found by articulating what the problem is and then bringing people together and letting others work together towards a joint vision. So when you think about your context, what do you think about strategic support? And what do you think this principle brings to the table and supports community conservation?